Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe, Episode 1. This is our introduction. I'd like to introduce the show's creators, Frank Vandenhorst, Peter Fellows, and I'm Rick Gabrielli. We wanted to say thanks for listening. We know you have lots of choices, and we hope after hearing our stories, we will become a favorite new stop along your journey. So I thought we would start today with just explaining a little bit about who we are. So we'll hear Frank's story and a little bit about him, and then Peter and myself, and then we'll talk about how we came together and what we'd like to share. So Frank, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, my name is Frank Vandenhorst. I'm Dutch. I'm living here in the Netherlands. As a profession, I'm a change facilitator. I have my own company called Frankwise. And actually, I'm focusing on three things. Whether I'm looking at teams or businesses or individuals, there's always three themes involved. First, how to unlock your unlocked potential. Every business is looking for new opportunities. If you do the same as your competitor or whatever you want, maybe you're working with, you're not unlocking your potential. Even though your own road to happiness is paved with unlocking your potential. The second thing is, how do you use your talents? Do you know your talents? What are your talents? And do you use them effectively? Actually, to use your talents effectively, you have to have the courage to follow your talents where they lead. I'll come up that point later on. And the third one is how to become and stay balanced, relaxed, and joyful. In this stressful era we're living in with COVID and all those other challenges we have, being and staying relaxed are the main focus points. Whether you're in business or whether you're in your private life, these are the three things I'm focusing on. Great. Peter.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Peter, M as in mindfulness, M Fellows. For me, each day, the one thing, that one question that's on my mind is, how can I do the most good for the most people? And what occurs to me is, all the things going on in your life, if you could just turn down the stress a little, would be so much better, so much better. I mean, there'll still be things happening. Maybe you haven't changed the conditions at all, but if we could just turn down that stress a little bit. And it's important to realize that stress comes from fear. It can be, I'm not going to make it, or I can't handle this, or I don't know what to do. But, you know, there are people that you know who, when you say to them, hey, you know, what are you going to do when you get there? They'll be like, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. They have this belief in themselves. This is true optimism, not Pollyanna stuff. This is, I believe in myself. And the way to give people that, which is what I want to do, is by showing them that they have a source within them that already has the answers they need to handle what they want. Not that they would always be right, because you won't always be right, but you can always be all right, no matter what happens. And that's what I want to give you, to be all right, no matter what happens. And we're doing that right here. Rick and Frank and I, we're trying to give you these extraordinary ideas for helping you with life, even though we're very ordinary people. Very ordinary people. Well, I'm very ordinary anyway. I don't know about them. They're extraordinary. But that's why I developed a form of mindfulness called pathfinding. It's out of the box stuff. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to do practice every day. It's mindfulness without borders. And I'm writing a book on how you, the helper, because that's who I want to help. The people who naturally, even though their life is maybe not perfect, they can't help but help other people. I want to give you something you can do so that you really feel you know what to do with people that you want to help. And I'm writing a book on that. And I'm also creating a community where you can be with other people who, although in many ways will be very different than you, in one way, they'll be exactly the same because they're helpers too. I'm going to see if it'll work. Will it work? Will it succeed? Will it become a worldwide movement? I don't know, but it'll be fun finding out. So that's what I'm about. Let me throw it back to Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Sounds exciting. I'm happy to be a part of both of your lives. And I think it's so interesting, you know, as I watch and I want to be the casual observer. My name's Rick Gabrielli. I am the author of The Currency of Connection, and I'm a guy who likes to bring people together. So in my career, collaboration and connection has kind of been the cornerstone of everything that I do. And, you know, the three of us are here in this room today trying to, you know, bring some goodness and some messaging out to the world that may help improve your lives. If you're listening or watching, maybe you're going to hear something or see something here that's going to change your life. Maybe you're going to start making better connections. So in my work as a coach and a healthcare manager, I've spent the better part of 35 years trying to bring people together. So I like when people work well together. I like when they find out new things about themselves. One of the things that I hope to facilitate here is to help you uncover, cultivate, and celebrate your own gifts. And then maybe you'll do that in other people. My goal for this show would be to be able to connect Frank and Peter to you, and maybe something great can happen in your life. Maybe something simple can happen, but maybe something will happen. And that's the key, is just to kind of make today a little bit easier, a little bit better. Maybe you'll think about something that you haven't thought about before. So awareness and then good connection and, you know, just really looking forward to what we can create together. So, you know, again, thank you for listening to us. So, I think maybe what we could do is talk a little bit about how the three of us came together. So I think it would be interesting if we each told that story. So Frank, what is it through your lens? How did we find each other?
I've joined Spin Ideas. Spin Ideas is a network event organized and founded by Veronica Gugoyan. She lives here in Amsterdam, and she is from a Romanian background, and she is a networker 100,000%. And we connected, and we had a great click. And one moment she said, Frank, can you be a moderator during one of our 1 hour events? And she said, okay, that will be fine. And she asked me, can you tell something about storytelling? So I started to tell a story about my father when I was a kid. And Rick, you were attending that session, and we had sessions in between. We were meeting other people, and at the end, it was finished. And I saw a LinkedIn post from you and said, well, Frank, I was really impressed by your story. You told me about your father. I really enjoyed it very much. And that was actually our first connection, and I wrote something to you. But later on, Veronica told me, did you really have a look at Peter Rick's homepage and so on? No, I didn't. Well, you guys should connect because you're on the same path. Always interesting to meet people on the same path. So that's how we got connected. I sent you an invite. We had the Zoom session, and here we are. That's my part.
All right. Peter, what about you?
Well, you guys should know that Rick is the consummate connector. And the book he wrote, The Currency of Connection, really states it clearly that to get fulfillment in life, you need to be able to connect with people. And Rick is a master connector, and he connected me with Frank, who has the wealth of knowledge and experience that I lack. And my approach is somewhat naive, more childlike, and Rick comes from an experience-based from psychology. And so the three of us together with our cheerleader and coach, Rick, really thought that there might be a chance we could add something to the podcast universe that wasn't there before. It'll only work, well, you'll tell us if it'll work, but it'll only work if we can consistently deliver what you need to make that change. I mean, we talk about changing your life, but to make that change. And I believe in these two gentlemen. I think that the synergy between the three of us could be so valuable for you. And you tell us, Rick.
Good stuff, Peter. I love listening to this, and I could just listen all day to other people's stories about how things happen. So here's my view, and this is through my lens. So I was in the Spin Ideas networking, and if you know anything about networking meetings today, especially in the Zoom environment, they're usually about an hour. And so you're hoping that when you get there, you're going to find something exciting or some exciting people or something stimulating and interesting. So Frank mentioned Veronica, and the way she runs her meeting is that she leaves time for some connecting and then some education and then some more connecting and then some education. So she brings in these experts to share on a topic. So again, as Frank mentioned, I was in this meeting one day, and he was telling a story about what, Frank, I think you said your father either was doing a magic trick or something about a magician.
I mentioned my father was a magician.
Right, right.
In my understanding, when I was about 8 years old, I mean, you know, we all have a picture about your daddy and so on, or a grandfather or whatever. So, oh, wow, he does things I can't do. How does he do it? You know, yeah. That's just the idea.
So when I heard that story, I was riveted. It was between one of the breakout sessions. So, you know, again, I had met some great people. Next thing I come back and Frank was speaking, I think, four different times during the hour. So we'd have a 10-minute breakout. Frank would give a tidbit, another breakout, another tidbit. So the magician story really got me. So that caused us to connect. And then, again, Veronica said, Frank is looking for people on this spiritual path. I think you guys would be great. She hooked us up. And then we did our thing. And then I was at a mindful leaders event one night that I had found on LinkedIn. And this was 8 p.m., which is, if you know me, it's a little late for me in the evening. So I'm on this thing. And there was about 100 people. A gentleman out of California was running it terrific. You know, there was a meditation and there was some, you know, some great connection and just people from all walks of life, global people. And out of that, Peter and I connected on LinkedIn. And this is the best part, is that he asked me about my background and I just give him a little tidbit. And I think we found out that, I think you mentioned the word Mamaroneck or something. And I said, Scarsdale, and you said, oh, wow, we're kind of like in the proximity. So he asked me what I did. And I just gave him a little, you know, I run a dental spa down there in Scarsdale. And you know, what do you do? And then, and he said the phrase, hot dog stand, Chinese pagoda in Mamaroneck. And I was like, wait a minute. So at some point, Peter's wife's family had this business there that I knew very well. Long story short, it was like a staple in our family. We became instant friends based on that. And this is a rich history in the place we live. And so we instantly got connected. As soon as I met Peter, I said, I got to connect you with Frank. And you know, here we are. So what would be interesting too, to you as a listener or a watcher, is that when I connected Peter and Frank, they both said, we three should do something together. So I did not have any idea where this was going. I just thought these guys are so wise and kind. So I thought I'm bringing two kind, wise men together. And then the next thing you know, the three of us are in a room talking about trying to do something. And then the something is a podcast. So here we are. So that's my story about how we got here today.
Beautiful. Wonderful, Rick. I really like it.
So let's talk about maybe we can sum up what we'd like to share going forward. We do have let's just share one key thing that we want to do going forward, maybe in a general way, and then I'll share our show's weekly format, and then we'll discuss some other things. So, Frank, what do you think you can bring forward? Maybe in a sentence or two, what do you think you can bring forward with this connection between us, but then also this audience that we're going to be serving?
If you look worldwide and if you tune into what you could say, the energy field or just my gut feeling, and if you look what all happens with COVID all over the world, one thing I want to contribute on is humanity rising. We are going to move, whether we like it or not, and that's the interesting thing, to a different level of consciousness. COVID has two faces. One is the illness, which can hit people very hard and is a terrible illness. Yeah, you really go to the hospital and you have a very bad time. That's not funny. But on the other hand, you also can look at it as a master teacher. What does it teach us? What does it want to say to us from a different angle? And for me, that is humanity rising. We have to go to a different way of consciousness to deal with our current perceived problems in life, but also to the beautiful things which are on the beautiful planet. And I want to contribute, to make a difference and help to make this world even a more better place. Humanity rising.
Peter, what about you? Follow that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think of myself as a pragmatic idealist because I want to be able to help people in the ordinary mundane aspects of their lives. I spent over 40 years studying the human potential field. So there's going to be a lot of topics and things that you guys know about, things that you've never heard of before that the three of us will be discussing and talking about how can we make that practical for you in your daily life. So I think that's the idea. We'll take all these magical methods and ideas and we'll pull them down into the mundane and we'll make the mundane itself magical for you. We'll do what we can to make your everyday life a little bit better than it is now.
Good stuff. Thank you. Well done. And my goal will be to, keep you thinking about how you can find your own gifts. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe it's not, things are not so easy right now and you need a way to make sense of it all. Find your own gifts and then find the gifts in others. Again, connection. I can't say enough about that. What it did for me in 2020, having the ability to connect to people. I never would have met Frank if it wasn't for Zoom. I probably wouldn't have met Peter, even though we live close to each other. So I think that finding out, how to use the things that are available to us every day to make life easier and better for yourself and the people around you. So, I can't think of a better use of my time, than to try to just share my observations with these two gentlemen. We're having a lot of fun, I have to admit. We were talking earlier today about some of the pre-show recordings and some of the things that we're saying and doing before we actually, hit the record button. So that you'll see some of that too. So you'll see, the truth. You'll see honesty. At this point in my life, I think I want to be around people like these two guys and, just three regular guys, bringing you some observations. So that would be my goal. Yeah. We hope to have a rotating format with this show. So weekly, if there's 5 weeks in a month, for example, week one will be our journey. What's new personally, what's going on in our lives. We'll share a little bit about that. Week two, question of the month. Audience input. So, for example, at the end of this episode, we'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to ask of you. Maybe you'll submit a question. Week three, which is all about which is going to be where we share about a self-development modality and something that may help you in your life or someone you love. Week four, which I'm the most excited about, is book talk, observations from either a book or an author that we think can have a special impact on you. Yes, we are going to read them. And then week five, behind the words, which would be a notable quotation that we break down each of us through our own lens that may help you. And as I mentioned, this next episode is what we'll discuss is the question of the month. So please send in your questions to us and we will choose one and we'll discuss it in the next episode. So Frank, any closing comments? And then you'll turn it over to Peter.
Well, just to give you one thing to ponder about, I want to give to you this quote. Life is a mystery to be lived and not a problem to be solved. Thanks for watching.
Wow. Peter?
Just that you have doubts. You're not sure how well you can do things or handle what's coming. You absolutely have everything you need, all the answers, all the resources inside you. And we're going to show you how to access that in a way that's comfortable and works for you. All right. So stay tuned for that, Rick.
Great stuff. Thank you, guys. I'll just leave us with choose love over fear. Thank you for joining us. See you next week on the Road Ahead Cafe.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.